Love Talk
but
Radio.
He's all right. He's all right so far.
And we thank God for Jesus, and we thank Jesus for his blood. What a mighty God we serve on this evening. For we just thank God because he is so good, and he is worthy to be praised. I don't deserve all that I receive from the Lord, but I thank him anyhow because he said that he is my father, and I am his child. He said he would provide for me. Not only that, on last week, he told us how he will preserve those that belong to him. And I thank him for preserving me. People look at me and say, after all that you've been through, you still have your joy. Yes, the secret is my God is preserving me. So I thank God for Jesus tonight, and I thank Jesus for his precious blood. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. I tell you, I feel good down in my sanctified soul. I got my mother on board with me tonight. You know, mother's only able to be with us twice a month. So I look forward to the third Wednesday in the month so that we can have mother. I think it's the third Wednesday. However, I got it anyhow. But to God be the glory. I saw God move on Monday. My brother has been in and out of the hospital and the nursing facility. He went there for therapy, and then one thing after another occurred. He fell in dialysis because he couldn't walk, and I don't know why they allowed him to get up by himself, but he fell. And they called me, notified me, and I said, okay, how is he? They told me he was fine. This went on for almost a month. Come to find out his hip was broken. He had surgery on his hip. So he's been depressed. He's been down and out. And I pray for my family and my friends on a daily basis. Sometimes all day long I'm praying. But I tell you, when I was in El Paso, Texas, there was a prophet in the midst who was with us on that Sunday night. And I wondered why, being that I had preached on Friday night, I wondered why I really needed to stay until Monday. But by me being there on Sunday night, the man of God said to me, the enemy is fighting you hard. And he's attacked your body. He's been attacking your body for a long time. He said, but the family is all right. You don't have to worry. God heard your prayers, and he's answering your prayers. And I just told the Lord, thank you. Well, I've been to see my brother several times, and he was out of it. But when I went to see him on Monday, I could hear him talking before I got to his room, and he was laughing. And I walked into his room, and he looked at me, and he said, well, this is my sister. That was joy down in my soul because he had not been able to recognize me for a while. I would have to keep telling him who I was, and he would look at me like I was a stranger. But he said, this is my sister. And he called me by my nickname. He said, hey, Duke. So I know that he knew that I really was his sister. I said, hey, boy, and he talked up until I left. I had papers for him to sign. With no problem, he was able to sign his name. What a mighty God we serve. Don't stop praying, for the Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying, radio. He will hear your cry. The Lord will hear you when you pray. He may not move when you think he should move, but he's moving all the time. So I'm grateful for what I encountered on Monday. I'm so grateful. He asked, where was our sister? And I said, she good. So is she getting around? Is she home? Because I told him that she had surgery. Jackie and I both were on the phone. I did a three-way so she could speak with him. And I said, she just got out of the hospital recently. She had surgery. He remembered that. He said, is she getting around? Is she out and about? I said, she's getting around. She's still recovering. And he just smiled. And I just thank God. So I'm going to decrease, but I wanted to get that testimony in there, a praise testimony to God be the glory, because nobody can do this but God. And when you go see your loved one and they don't even realize that you're there, oh, my God, it doesn't feel good. But just to have him to recognize, this is my sister, he said. And he told the nurse, the aide, when she came in, the CNA, is that my sister? She said, I know it's your sister. Your sister been here several times. He said, what? He said, well, I know my sister when I see her. So I just thank God for Jesus, and I thank Jesus for his blood. His mother Jenny sang one Sunday night on her niece's program, when I need him most, Jesus stepped right in. And I just thank God for her on tonight. In fact, I give honor to God for her. And I thank God for Mother Blondie and the other saints from South Carolina that get on every Wednesday night with us. I'm just so grateful for my sister Jackie and for all of you all. Thank you for praying for me. Thank you for praying with me. Prayer does change things and people. So I just bless God. I'm going to decrease. I don't want to use up Mother's space. I'm just excited tonight, Mother, to have you with us. If I had money, I couldn't pay you, because that's how much you mean to me. But I will give you an offering anyhow. Mother, I love you. We're preparing for Thanksgiving on next week. And I used to do a service of Thanksgiving, but I'm kind of lagging behind now. My husband was there to take care of everything for me. And so I'm a little slow. You all pray my strength in the Lord, that the Lord will send me someone that can do what my husband did to keep Blog Talk going, keep it interesting. There was a point that I had a prophet on with me every time I went on the air, so that the people could hear from the prophet. Is there a word in the house? Yes, it was a word in the house. And some of them are still blessed off of what the prophet's to them. I'm a prophet myself, but I like for someone else to do it. Then sometimes people will believe that it's God, especially if the folk don't know you. But to God be the glory. Come on, Mother, and bless us. You've been waiting patiently. I tell you, I feel right now, I feel a running in my spirit. I feel just like busting right out this door running. And I tell you what, it's cold enough out there for me to get up some speed to hurry up and come back in this house. I'm telling you, I feel good, good, good on this evening. God bless you all. To God be all the glory. Mother, it's in your hand.
Good afternoon, everybody that's on the virtual line tonight. I want everybody to know that I, too, was going through a lot of things. But I tried calling Pastor Patricia. My mind was on her, really, to find out how she was doing. And I want her to know that don't worry about Jackie, because I called her, and I have not been by her house with the virus still out a little, and having the kids in school with all that germs and coming in my house with it, I got to be careful myself. But Pastor Patricia, I didn't get a chance to talk to you, but on last week, I think it was Friday or Saturday, I listened to Charlie Murray's right from our area. We call it the Pyland, in the area where Jackie lived. And then after I listened to Charlie Murray, I turned, it was on YouTube, I listened to Reverend Holt. And Reverend Holt is the pastor that taught Charlie before he got his pastor license. And with all that I've been going through, Reverend Holt said, I don't know who I'm talking to. He said, but God got somebody on the line, on the virtual line. And whatever you are going through, God is telling me to tell you, he wants you to rebuke the name of the devil out in Jesus Christ. No. Because he wants you to be the bigger person. The devil is awfully busy. The devil is awfully busy. And I listen at that and I say, oh my God. I don't know who else he was talking for, but I know one of the person he was talking for was me. And I heard Pastor Patricia singing, saying this song, what a mighty God we serve. And when I need him most, I know I sang these songs before, but with all that she's going through, the least I can do is sing this song for her, for Jackie, Mother Blondie, my cousin Rita, everybody on this line, and especially for Jackie and her brother that's sick. And when I need him most, when I need him most, you know that Jesus stepped right in. When I need him most, when I need him most, you know Jesus stepped right in. When you need him most, when you need God most, you know Jesus will step right in. When you need him most, when you need him most, you know Jesus will step right in. When you need him at home, oh, when you need him on your job, oh, when you need him in the church, you know Jesus, I say Jesus, I say Jesus will step right in. When you need him in the hospital, when you need him in the hospital,
yes,
you know Jesus will step right in.
Yes, he will.
When I need him most.
Yes, yes.
Oh, when I need Jesus most.
Yes, Lord.
You know.
Yes.
He will step right in.
Yes, he will.
When you need him on the highways.
Oh, Lord, yes.
When you need him in your church.
Yes.
When you need him on your job.
Mm-hmm.
When you need in the community.
Yes.
No, Jesus will step right in.
Yes.
Yes, he will step right in. And when Jesus step in, you go back and say, what a mighty God we serve. serve. What a mighty God we serve. You know he woke me up this morning, started me on my way. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, but what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. You know he woke me up this morning, started me on my way. What a mighty God we serve.
Yeah.
You know he didn't have to do it, but he did.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Didn't have to do it, but he did.
He did.
So he woke me up this morning, started me on my way.
Yeah.
What a mighty God we serve.
Sing, mother, sing.
Oh, but what a mighty God we serve.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
What a mighty God we serve.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he woke me up this morning, started me on my way. What a mighty God we serve.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but what a mighty God you serve.
Oh.
What a mighty God you serve.
Oh, yeah.
He woke us up this morning. That is on our way.
Yes.
What a mighty God we serve.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, what a mighty God
yes.
we serve.
Oh, yes. Come on.
What a mighty God we serve.
Oh, yes.
You know he woke us up this morning. That is on our way. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
Oh, what a mighty God you serve.
Oh, yeah.
What a mighty God you serve.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he woke you up this morning. That's on your way.
Yes.
What a mighty God we serve.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Oh, but what a mighty God
sing,
we
sing.
Serve.
Oh, don't stop.
What a mighty God we serve.
Oh, yeah.
You know he woke us up this morning, started on our way. What a mighty God. I say, what a mighty God.
Yeah.
I say, what a mighty God we serve.
Amen. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Yeah. Woke us up this morning.
Thank you, Mother.
When I need him most.
Well, sing your song.
When I need him most.
Yes.
You know Jesus stepped right in.
Yes, Lord.
When I need him most.
Yeah.
Oh, and I need Jesus most.
Yes, yes.
You know Jesus step right in.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, and I need him most.
Yes.
Step in.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, sir. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. He woke us up this morning and started us on our way. He didn't have to do it, but he did. I tell you, I am happy tonight. I am indeed inspired to run on and see what the end is going to be. I tell you, I believe I'll run on and see what the end is going to be. I thank God for that victory that we had on last week. I think I mentioned it, where we control the Senate and with our government, and I thank God because some was hoping to win so that they could cut Social Security off and the programs that help
the poor and the needy. But I tell you, I thank God for Jesus hearing our cry, saying, Lord, don't let that happen. So for now, we just going to give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. I've seen on my television earlier that the Republicans seem to have won the House, but that's all right. God is in control. And whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the report of the Lord, or are you going to believe the report of man? Yes, we need money while we're here on earth. When I get to heaven, I don't need any money. When I get to heaven, I'll be in a land flowing with milk and honey. I won't need any food. You don't have to have a pig in heaven. You don't have to have a cluck cluck chicken in heaven. You don't have to have a goat. You don't have to have a cow. Oh, bless his name. The land gonna be flowing with milk and honey. Oh, magnify his name. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. And his mercy endureth from everlasting to everlasting. I tell you, I feel good tonight. I feel good tonight. I feel better tonight than I felt all day. I just thank God, because I'm going to tell you this much. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. God is up to something. I tell you, you better look up and see God, because your help is on the way. And I don't know who I'm speaking this to in existence, but I'm telling you tonight, your outlook looks gloomy. Don't look like the sun will ever shine. But your outlook is glorious. God is still on the throne. God is still making a way for you, because no way has come to block you and hinder you. So he said, now I can prove who I am. When the doors have been shut in your face, I can prove to you that I can open that door that shut. I heard Evangelist Sandra Simmons on her Sunday night service. You all need to get on if you're not on. I can't be on every Sunday night. When I got in here from church on Sunday, and I left at 8:45 Sunday morning going to my service, and when I got back here Sunday night, it was 8:45 again. So I was gone for 12 hours. Churching, I tell you, churching. Church people, church. I'm not the 1 hour service person. I church, you hear me? Because I feel like I can't praise God enough for all that he does for me. Hallelujah. I sit on the road for 4 hours driving from New York to Delaware, and Delaware back to New York, and I can't sit in God's house? Oh, no, no, no. That ain't me. That's not me. I go looking for a miracle. The sky is the limit to what I can have. And if I'm there, I'm going to see if I can help others receive their miracle, praying for them, laying hands on them, anointing them with oil, speaking the word over their life and into their life. That is my job. That is my forte. That is what I enjoy doing. So you can't stop me. You can't block me. I tell you, we church in Delaware. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I had a good report tonight on my aunt, Bertha, who's in assisted living, that she's doing quite well. So I thank God for Jesus for that. And like I said on last week, Mother, you weren't on, but I said last week, every week, you can mention the bereaved family. You may not know who died, but there's always going to be a bereaved family somewhere. You may not know them, but they're bereaved and they have lost their loved one. So we can always say, God, strengthen the bereaved family. There's always going to be someone in the hospital. We can always say, God, the one that's in the hospital, you touch their body. You allow the medicine to work that the doctor's prescribing. You bring them back home, God, if it's your will. See, sometimes we forget that our will is not always God's will. So we have to decrease and say, God, let thy kingdom come and let your will be done. Sometimes God grants us the desires of our heart, and sometimes he doesn't. Because if I had my desire, my husband would still be here in the land of the living. But my desire was my desire, but it wasn't God's will. And we have to accept that. We can pray, but if it isn't God's will, many times what we're asking for, we won't get. But he's still a good God. He's still an awesome God. He's an all-wise God. He's an ever-knowing God. And he doesn't make any mistakes. It don't feel good. You have to admit that, God, this hurts. This stings. This breaks my heart. God, I don't like this. But as time goes by, he began to restore us. David said he restored my soul. Ooh, I tell you, and many times in the Church of God in Christ, we sing, my soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. My soul loves Jesus. My soul, hallelujah, loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless, hallelujah, his name. Glory to God in the highest. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. I'm going to bless, hallelujah, his name. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, that little tune was in my spirit. But we sang that many times. Growing up as a child in the Church of God in Christ, I used to listen to my mother sit in the chair and from left to right and with her hands up in her chest and just singing, my soul loves Jesus. And after a while, she'd get a touch from the Lord, and I hear her go and speak in tongues. That the Spirit of God give utterance. And I'm telling you, the whole house was different. The house was saturated with the anointing. The atmosphere changed. If you got Jesus on the inside of you, you can change the atmosphere around you just by referencing who he is. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to his name. Ah, he's a wonder in my soul. Yes, he is. He's a wonder in my soul. I'm going to bless. I'm just going to bless his name. I'm happy tonight. I'm happy about Jesus. Because it's Jesus alone. Let's go to the word of God. I've taken up enough of your time on this evening, so we do pray and ask God to strengthen the bereaved family and to allow the doctor to have the right diagnosis on the patient and whatever prescription that's prescribed, that it works for them and do what it said. A lady called me last evening who just had cancer surgery in September. Took her lung and lymph nodes and all of those, and she's up and back at work. What a mighty God we serve. So the doctor told her the type of cancer that she had can reappear, even though they removed the lung and got everything associated with that, said it can return in 3 years, and maybe not. It's a wait-and-see situation. So in the meantime, they prescribed a pill for her to take every day. And this medicine costs, these pills for a 30-day supply, cost $2,800. My God, today. That's the price of that medication. But God, in his infinite mercy, had mercy, and the prescription drug people send her prescription free of charge. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Yes, sir. Why are you worried about the money, where it's going to come from? Won't he do it? Yes, he will. God did it for her. Because she said, I can't afford that medicine. I said, God will make a way. And he did. So when she read to me on last evening all of the side effects, my God, when you finish reading all the side effects that could occur with you, within you, when you take it, it makes you say, I don't want to take this medicine. So she took it last evening, and I prayed that God would allow none of those effects to affect her, and that it do what it's supposed to do, prevent the reoccurrence of this disease. And when she awakened this morning, she said she felt fine. None of the symptoms hit her body while she was asleep. We thank God for Jesus tonight. When you need him most, Jesus will step right in. Let's go to Jude. Jude chapter 1, if you know your Bible, Jude is a short book, only has one that I'm aware of, a few verses, but one, chapter 1. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and the brother of James, to them that are sanctified. Now, he's not talking to the sinners. He's talking to those of us that are sanctified, that we have been cleaned up and set aside for the master's use. We have been purged and we have been cleansed through the blood of Jesus Christ. So therefore, that makes us sanctified. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. This charge is for those of us that are sanctified, okay? Let's read the book. My God, the Father, my God. So you can't get this by going up, shaking the preacher's hand, as they call it, giving the right hand of fellowship. Only God can do this. Because it's God's heaven. He knows how and the way you have to be in order to enter therein. That's why I don't like going to some funerals, because I haven't been to a funeral yet that the preacher told the truth. Most of them will say, Brother Johnny is in heaven now. Brother Jane, he's in heaven. Sister Janie, she's in heaven now. Not you, Mother. Sister Gloria, she's in heaven. Hallelujah. Anyhow, Jesus is keeping a record. And those, if you find, if you read in Revelation, it's the only ones are those whose name is written in the Lamb's book of life. I don't care if you go to a Baptist church, a Methodist church, you can go to a Catholic church, Episcopalian church, or you can go to Presbyterian. You can go to all of them. You can go. If you are saved and born again, it doesn't matter the church that you're in right now. As long as you're being fed. If you're not being fed, you need to leave. If your soul has not prospered, according to James' gospel, the Bible said, if your soul prosper, well, if your soul isn't prospering, then it's a club that you're going to on Sunday. Sunday, on Wednesday night, Tuesday night, whatever night you go, Thursday night. It's a club. That's what it is. But those that are sanctified, I have to tell you the truth, because you see, the truth will set you free. And I want to make sure that you don't miss heaven on my watch. Because the Lord will say, I gave you the word and I told you to give it because somebody has never heard this before. So I have to do it so that the Lord can say to them, well, I didn't hear it. My preacher didn't preach it. He said, yeah, but you was on with my pastor, Patricia Benjamin, and she spoke it. Oh, bless his name. We'll go back and read it again so that you can understand it. To them that are sanctified by God the Father, comma there, and preserve. Remember last week I talked about God preserving his people. Now here it is. That was in Psalms, I believe. I read from Psalm 16 last week and Psalm 17 last week. Now here it is tonight. I'm sitting in my chair today and I'm reading. I have my phone reading to me in Matthew's Gospel, Matthew 11 and 12. And I heard God say, go to Jude. And I said, Jude it is. So I looked at it and I put my phone down. I said, thank you, God. Thank you. Because, see, God know what I need. And God know what you need when you get on here. So I'm the messenger. Not better than you, but I'm chosen to be the messenger. My mailman can deliver the mail on this street. He knows where he's going. But when a new one starts, he has to teach them where they're going. Well, this is what the Word of God does. When the preacher is up, the preacher has to teach you how to get to where you're going through the word of God. And preserved in Jesus, in Jesus Christ, and called. Oh, bless his name. Boy, this is heavy. This first verse in Jude chapter 1. Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, bless his name. For there are certain men crept in unaware, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to say to you, I'm not going to elaborate on that much, but I'm going to say to you, I believe every one of you that's listening tonight, and I don't know how many is going to listen tomorrow or next week, because they can go into the archive and pull up every sermon that I've done. So if they're not on tonight, they can Google my name and go into Blog Talk Radio and select a sermon. They just might listen to this. My husband would have the list. They used to send the list. I haven't been into his computer. That takes some doing because he kept it locked. But it's okay. And they would let him know. And he would say to me, girl, you've had over 600 people last week to go into the archive and listen to your message. I said, great. Day in the morning. He said, man, that's all over the world, Patricia. I said, okay, Gregory, bless his name. But it's letting us know, and I know you all know someone like that that's in this fourth verse. Let's go to verse number 5. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt. Some of you, God have brought out a precarious situation. God have brought you out of some stuff that you should have been dead. But his mercy, his hand of mercy, brought you out of that situation. But watch this. Watch what you do when God bless you. Watch what you do when God bring you out. Listen to this verse. The Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroying them that believe not. Wow. Those people that believe not got destroyed. But you're still here with not any faith in what God can do. He brought you out of Egypt. He's brought you out of many situations. Didn't know how you were going to pay your bill. Didn't know how you were going to feed your family. Didn't know where you was going to lay your head. Didn't know if you were being put out and where were you going. And yet you didn't believe and you don't believe that God will provide and can provide. So, because of their reaction to God, he allowed them that believe not to be destroyed. You better thank God for Jesus, because I will say this to you, God didn't play. And the angels which kept not their first estate, listen to this, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of that great day. Did you hear that? Get your Bible and read for yourself. This is simple reading, no hard words in here, because I can't pronounce all that Hebrew stuff. But this is just regular words that you learned back in school by the time you hit the second grade and then kept on learning words on up till you finish wherever you stopped at. Some went all the way. Some stopped on the way. Some turned around and went back and stopped again. And then they say, well, I got enough to make it, to get by. Read it for yourself. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them, in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication. Now, you church folks, you sanctified people, that God has sanctified you for himself, for his own personal use, for his own glory, you're the ones that say, ain't no harm in shacking up. That's what you say. But that's not what God said. Sex, and most of us are guilty, is between a husband and a wife. Preferably, according to the Bible, a man and a woman. Because God made Eve for Adam. And I'm not knocking anyone's sexuality. I'm reading what God's intentions are. But the enemy, one of those angels, brought that spirit to you, and it took control. Bless his name. Come on. Fornication and going after strange flesh, comma, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. I didn't write this. It is here in the book. Likewise also, these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael, hallelujah, somebody said, thank God for Michael. Thank God for Michael, Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, bless his name. Yet, Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he displayed above the body of Moses. Durst, D-U-R-S-T, not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuked thee. Michael the archangel had to rebuke them. You can rebuke the devil if you've got that power. If you don't, oh well. But these speak evil of those things which they know not. But what they know naturally as brute beasts and those things, they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perish in the gainsaying of Kor. These are spots in your feast of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds, they are without water, carried about of wind, trees whose fruit withereth without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out of their own shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. This don't sound too happy. This is not a happy book. It's dealing with your sins. It's dealing with spirits. Spirits are dark. It's darkness. All of this is going on, but it's the word of God. So I just can't tell you stuff out of Psalm to tickle your ears. I've got to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, because I'm trying to get you to the place called heaven. And we can't go to heaven on Psalms alone. We can't go to heaven on talking about Moses and the burning bush. That has passed. Jesus has come. And we must be saved. There's only one name given unto men whereby we can be saved. It's good to remember Moses. It's good to remember what God did through Moses. But it's your turn now. It's your time. You can't make it in on what Moses and God had going on. But you can make it in on the relationship between you and God. That's a one-on-one thing. Your child can't ride in the heaven off of your mom's relationship with God. I had to get Jesus for myself. Oh, I can pray for you. I can pray for my sister. I can pray for my brother. I can pray for my neighbor. I can pray for my friend. But it still boils down to a personal relationship between you and God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Without it, it's a different ball game. Heaven is eternal. Trust me. And so is hell. It says you will burn forever and ever. Come on, you're going to church on Sunday. Why not surrender your all to the Lord? Come on over on the Lord's side. So that when your day comes, when your family is bereaved, somebody in the house will be happy and said, I know she made it. I know he made it. Oh, bless his name. Don't have to wonder. Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly. I'm reading this from the book, Jude chapter 1. It's not a happy message tonight, but it is a happy message because you should be able to dance off the word of God regardless, because it's came to help you so that you can make it in. We stopped it. This is 15. Ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, and yet they like the song, I've had some good days, and I've had some hills to climb, I've had some weary days, and some sleepless nights, but when I look around, and I think things over all of my good days, they outweigh my bad days, and I won't complain. Huh? You like that song? You'll get happy and excited over hearing that song and yet turn right around and start complaining. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons and admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These, but be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. Now, you see that? I'm reading this. Come on. But ye, beloved, build up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. It's in the book. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Build up your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. My goodness. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference. And others said with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. My God, today I'm almost done. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Come on, talk to me. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling. Come on, repeat this. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling. Well, I'm only human. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling. I'm only human. God understands. The Bible says, now unto him who is able to keep you from falling. Come on now. Well, God understands. I just did it one time. I won't do it again. The Bible said, now unto him who is able to keep you from falling into that temptation. Nobody saw me when I took that $50. Nobody was around. The lady overpaid me at the cash register. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling. But the Lord know I needed that extra $50. So that's why he let her count it out. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling. My God, today. And to present you faultless. You see? They said about Jesus, said, we find no fault in him. Spirit, because you wouldn't have been able to see him. But he came in the flesh just like you and I, for a woman. Jesus was real, a real baby. Glad he came when he did. Glad he came when he did. Things were different back then. Herod wanted to kill him after he was born. But if Herod had been here in 2022, and Jesus was being born now, they would abort Mary's baby. But Herod couldn't stop Jesus from an abortion. So he sent off the men, the wise men. He forgot the name of the men. Their name was wise men. They wasn't going to follow him. The wise men went looking for Jesus. They saw the star, and the star took them to where he lay. And he didn't go back to Herod. They went on in Jesus' name. And the child lived. Jesus grew. He was in his 30s when they crucified him. Now unto him, who is able to keep me from falling. If I fall, it's my choice. Don't blame Jesus. Don't even go to Jesus with that cockamamie excuse. Well, Lord, you know I'm human. Well, Lord, you know you gave me this sin nature. You know my flesh overrode my brain. My flesh overrode the Holy Ghost. Well, you got all this that you can say to Jesus now. Why didn't you cry out and say, God, help me, because my flesh is weak right now. This man, a burning camel, something good. Yeah. But you forgot that he's able to keep you from falling. All you want to do is to get some forgiveness for the moment, because you're going back again after the forbidden fruit. I know what I'm talking about, because, see, I'm not talking to you something I didn't experience myself. I fell. Truth be told, a lot of y'all fell. Some stayed out and played longer than others. Some fell and got right back in the race. But I fell. God didn't destroy me. He allowed me to repent and get back up again. That's why Donnie McCurkin sang the song, because you wasn't going to read those words in Proverbs, because you don't like reading the Bible. You like to go to church and let somebody tell you what the Bible says. But you really don't know if that's really true or not, because you won't even follow along with the preacher. You don't even bring your Bible to church. Now you don't have to bring your Bible. Put it on your phone. Instead of sitting there texting and putting stuff on Facebook, get your word and read it along with the preacher. Then you can say, I know it's in there because I read it for myself. But the Bible lets us know in Proverbs, say, seven times a just man will fall seven times. And seven times he will get back up again. And Donnie went on to say in the song, because a saint is just a sinner who fell down. The sanctified folk, just a sinner who fell down. Thought I don't have any recollection of the time. I feel like I'm all over my time. Ooh, just let me finish this. This is good. My God. This is, ooh. Verse number 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. God is happy. God is bragging on you. But he can present you. Jesus is presenting you to his Father. God, this one is mine. This one adores me. This one is living right. Yes, she comes against obstacles and opposed it. Yes, God, things come up against her. But I can present her unto you, Father, because she's walking in the light. She didn't go into the darkness. She's walking in the light. So therefore, God, I have a presentation for you. Her name is Patricia. And God, I present her because she's sanctified. She's one of ours. She belongs to our company. Jesus. Let me finish. It's 8 o'clock. Ooh. Exceeding joy. Jesus is excited. To the only wise God and Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the word of the Lord is blessed, and the people of God say amen. I want to play this song. We'll close out. You can hang up if you need to. That's fine, because it is now past our 1 hour together. Like I told you before, I'm set up for 90 minutes, but I only do 60 if I can think about it. But I want to do close out this song for all of you that's listening, and a special shout-out for my sister, Jackie Grant. I'd like for this song to play for all of you. Listen to this. So that's what we'll be doing on Sunday. I ain't trying to go home with no service going on like that. What you going home for? So that's foot stomping and hand clapping. Hey! Listen to this. God is, oh, 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 God is, oh,
Bless you. Hallelujah. God is my everything.